Hello everyone, welcome to the Save Shenmue special on Radio Sega. I'm KC, I'm live for a special, very special show dedicated to Shenmue. Another one, by the way, because we did one called Shenmue Saved on a couple of days after the Kickstarter project was launched. But now we're doing a Save Shenmue, which seems kind of odd, because if Shenmue is saved already, why do we need a Save Shenmue show? Well, because it's not really saved yet. We need to get more more funding for that Kickstarter project. And so we thought of supporting the amazing Shenmue community, or the Shenmunity, yes, and do this special show on Radio Sega to play some of the amazing tracks that are part of the Shenmue 1, 2, and online soundtracks. Yes, we do have some Shenmue Online tracks as well to play. And we'll be joined shortly by the Shenmue Collective, the awesome people from the Shenmue Collective, who are doing a special giveaway today. And because, you know, we feel like people need to pledge towards this Kickstarter project. It just broke $5 million, which is amazing. Cedric B. Sky, who will be on the Sega Lounge tomorrow, though, is really wanting to break the world record for Kickstarter projects or games on Kickstarter. And for that, we need about $600,000 more to break the Bloodstained world record. And for that, I think, everyone needs to get more awareness towards Shenmue. So that's why we're here. We'll be sharing some of your tweets as well, because before the show started, we asked people what scene or particular gameplay bit of both Shenmue games they would use to convince someone to pledge towards the Kickstarter project. And so we're reading some of your tweets during the show. We'll probably have a few other questions that will, depending on how the show goes and if we have the time, we'll probably ask a few other questions as well. And don't forget, you can tweet at Radio Sega, use the hashtag Save Shenmue to create more awareness and get this hashtag trending, which I'm not sure if it's not trending already, because people have been talking about Save Shenmue a lot during the day. You can also join us in the IRC chat room, so just go to radiose.ga/IRC. That's radiose.ga/IRC. Let us know you're listening. Let's, by the way, say hello to people in there. Let's say hello to Trigon, Voice, Biafra, CTR, Dragonblaze123, SPK, Fluffy, Foxy, Gum, It's Beautiful. Right, Tracky, Tweenie, Will 8-Bit X, Yusuf, Age, and Zimedon. Welcome to the Radio Sega IRC chat room, where, as I always say, the magic happens. Let us know you're enjoying the show or not. Let us know if you have any requests when it comes to music from Shenmue, Shenmue 2, and Shenmue Online. I have loads more music from the original Shenmue that I'll be adding to the Radio Sega playlist very shortly. So if you have a particular scene that you'd like to hear the music to, I can play it during the show as long as I have it. I should have it, so don't be afraid to ask for stuff. One of the scenes that people have been mentioning as one of the most iconic things in Shenmue, in this Shenmue series, is to beat up Fuku-san. I'm not sure if people are mentioning or are referring to the moment when Fuku-san is kicked out of the dojo in the beginning of the first game, or just sparring with Fuku-san. And since I'm not a sadistic bastard, I'll just go with sparring with Fuku-san. And so the first track we'll play after the introductory track, which was a remix of Worker Spear Day from Shenmue 2. So this next track is from the original Shenmue, a scene that people seem to be referring to a lot, sparring with Fukuhara, or Fuku-san for friends, or just a idiot for some. I don't know. Take a listen to Sparring with Fukuhara. We'll be right back.
Thank you. it's a lot easier.
Welcome back to the show, and you probably are hearing some voices in the background because I have special guests on the show. This is not the Sega Lounge, but every now and then I like to do some surprises.
Yeah.
So you can hear these guys. I'm joined during this Save Shenmue special show by the guys from the Shenmue Collective. Hello.
Hello. What's up? How you doing, David?
Yeah, doing great. I hope you guys are awesome as well, because we just hit $5 million on the Kickstarter, so that's something to celebrate. Right?
Awesome.
I don't know what the hell that was, but that was awesome.
Hey, David, do you think we're gonna surpass Bloodstain?
I hope so.
I think so.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've been chatting with Cedric Biscay yesterday, recording the interview for the Sega Lounge tomorrow. Okay. And he mentioned that like five or six times. He wants to break the world record. So I think we can do it. We have 2 days to...
So he's got something on his sleeve.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Yes.
Hey, what about have you ever thought about Sony, maybe? You know?
I don't know. He didn't say anything about that, but maybe they have something planned, a new reward, or I don't know, a new stretch goal. I don't know. The last one, the last few ones aren't that great. I don't think they'll attract many new people, but maybe they're planning something.
I told him on Twitter the other day. I told him the last rewards are useless.
Some tough love.
Because
right
we don't have the money to pay for that.
Yeah.
It's just they're way too high.
Indeed. So before we get on with this chat, would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Which should be the first thing that I mentioned. Tell us your names or nicknames or whatever, and introduce yourselves. I don't know what that noise is, but that noise is interesting.
I think that's you, Reef. I think that might be some of your equipment that you have there.
You think so? Oh wait.
It might be. Turn it off.
I don't know.
Is it better? Is it better like this?
Yeah, it just is there from time to time.
Yeah, it's just a random noise, like a horn or something. Maybe you're celebrating. Shenmue 3.
We are celebrating.
Yeah, that's just it. It's your vuvuzela
first
or something.
First world record, right? And then we're gonna celebrate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so who would like to go first?
I'll go first. Oh no, wait, ladies first.
thank you, Reed.
Start your gentleman.
There we go, the vuvuzela again.
That's a noise again.
Yeah.
Right, so my name is Esmeralda. I'm from Spain, but I live in England at the minute, in Manchester, and I'm a huge Shenmue fan. I've always been, since I was a little girl, and here I am, trying to make some money for you.
Yep. Awesome. That's dedication. You gotta love Yu Suzuki in order to give him money, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping it for me, I'm giving it to you. How good is that? I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, next up, Ron.
Is Ron here?
I'm from New York City. I'm also a big Shenmue fan. First experience was with my cousin. He kept telling me about it, and I loved it ever since. Basically, when I saw the Shenmue Kickstarter, I just pledged that same day and kept pledging every now and then, like $20 extra every now, whenever I felt.
Awesome.
But yeah, I'm excited for it.
Awesome.
Cool stuff. And finally.
My name is Reef. I'm from the Netherlands. Amsterdam. The first time I played Shenmue was actually I was 12 years old, and a friend of my brother, he's from Great Britain, brought his Dreamcast to Holland, and so ever since I'm just sort of hooked up with the Shenmue fires. Even 14 years later, I'm still just, it's my favorite number one game. Just love it.
Yeah, same here. So yeah, amazing.
Just amazing. And now, yeah, we're just doing everything within our reach to get a world record and give Yu Suzuki the game he always wanted to create.
Yeah. So, by the way, maybe we can start with that. So, do you guys think? I don't think we'll get to 10 million he wanted to. But I think that from the start, not many people believed that we'd get the $10 million. But actually, $5.5 or $6 million is a good number for a Kickstarter. Do you think Yu Suzuki will still be able to create a great game with less than the $10 million that he wanted?
I think so. If
he doesn't get any additional funding, because if he gets additional funding, that's another story.
Well, but apparently he's got some additional funding at the minute.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? So there's some people in the background that we don't know of yet that are probably helping.
Yeah, definitely. And one more thing, can I add something to that?
There's the vuvuzela again. Woohoo! Shenmue 3. Sorry, go on. Every now and then the horn reminds us that we're celebrating.
That's our victory horn.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so let me add something to that. I mean, we're living in 2014 now, and times are changing, right? I mean, they're now having this new engine that's already there. And back then, yeah. I mean, Dreamcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's way easier to create something better.
Perhaps.
I think this has been a bit of a test for the market to see if there's some Shenmue fans out there still. And I think there's going to be a lot more people joining in, and this is actually going to get a lot bigger. So I think we should be hopeful.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, the 2 million was definitely a test, just to check out if the community was still alive, if there were still some fans out there.
I actually believe that for one, they'll open the door to PayPal donations after the Kickstarter is over, like other projects have done in the past. So I think, and that way the fans can keep on donating money going in the as we go through the development process, because we need to if we pledged right now, we need to put our money in, no questions asked. But as the development process continues, they'll show some results and we can see some in-game assets, and maybe that will motivate more people to donate towards the game.
Yeah, definitely. But David, don't you think it's still sort of unbelievable that we, the fans, the community, have to revive this amazing franchise after 14 years?
The fact that the community was able to do it, that's amazing.
Has there ever been anything like this in video game history before?
I don't think so.
Any fan community ever joined in this way? I think we've made history here. So I think we should be looking forward to something really good.
This is something for the books, so...
But crowdfunding is mostly for indie games, like small studios, to get some funding done.
These days, larger companies are resorting to Kickstarter as well. So maybe this is the start of something new on Kickstarter as well. I'm not sure. But I think the Shenmue project is a special one. It's really we can't compare it to anything else when it comes to the community and the involvement of the fans over this game. It's more than a game, actually. It's a life experience for
passion.
Everyone that's played it.
It's a passion.
Yeah, you just have to experience it, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't compare it to the mainstream games from nowadays, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a piece of art. It's a piece of modern art. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Uncharted or something. By the way, or Last of Us. Have you seen have you guys seen the 100 greatest games of all times? the website Empire, what is it, Empire Online or something, they just published the 100 greatest games of all time, and Shenmue was on the 7th place, guys, after 40 years.
That's a bit unfair. It should be number 1, but okay. I'll take
so
7.
Which ones are on the top then?
The one at the top was The Last of Us.
Really?
Really?
I don't agree with
really?
That.
But hey,
okay.
The graphic designer from Last of Us is creating some stuff for us. Have you seen it?
Ooh, yeah.
So you never know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
May I have the picture? Maybe it was some spoilering, hey?
What's
Heavy Rain on that list, for example?
I don't know. You have to check it out yourself. For all I know, is that like a mainstream game like COD, Call of Duty, was at place number 25.
Why is it there? Why is it there, though? In the first place. All the Call of Duty haters are gonna send me some hate
tweets. Such an amazing game as Shenmue number 7, we have to revive it through a Kickstarter. It doesn't make any sense. At this point, Shenmue should be next to Assassin's Creed or Uncharted or Last of Us for nowadays. What's your thought
you know,
about
you
that,
know,
guys?
The thing is, and I'm a big fan, and I hope this goes well. I still have my doubts as to whether Shenmue 3 is going to be commercially successful. That's something that I still need to see as time goes by. Because one thing is the fans pledging towards the Kickstarter, make the game happen, funding the game. The other thing is for the general public to accept the game and to buy it and to try it out. You know? Because one thing is, all these, I don't know, how many people have pledged already?
I did.
6,000?
56,000, I think. Over
around
56. That's about 56,000 less games that they need to sell.
Or
they won't sell these games because they're sold already, right? So, but for in order for us to get a Shenmue 4, unless they'll ask the fans for money every time, we need to get Shenmue 3 to be a commercial success. So
that's
something that I'm not sure it will be.
And the company should really be looking at releasing Shenmue 1 and Shenmue 2 HD. They really need to do that to get some funds, to get some money, to get some awareness in the new gaming generation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just not gonna work, is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys. I really hope that they're learning from the past, because back in the days when I was 12 years old, like I just said, I had to play the game by a friend from England, because the game was very, and the Dreamcast was very rare in Holland. And another guy I know, he had to go to Berlin or something, Germany, to get his Shenmue game. So logical-wise, logistic-wise, it wasn't that of a success.
Well, you have to understand, Sega at that time wasn't that big, wasn't it? They were already having money problems and all that. So yeah, it was a bit difficult for them, I guess.
And the Dreamcast didn't sell well at all. And Shenmue was an exclusive, so yeah, actually, the whole franchise didn't get a fair chance at all. Well, that's my opinion about it.
It
was a damn expensive game as well. Both games
were. If it had been on PlayStation 2, it would have been massive.
Probably.
Yeah, but Dreamcast was at that point the only console who could get it done, like graphical wise. So that's why they chose for that, because PlayStation 2 and Nintendo 64 and Shenmue, not an option.
Yeah, not
graphical wise,
no.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask something pretty interesting, but I completely forgot. Which is actually something that happens a lot, because I'm getting old.
We are.
14 years ago, I remember when I played Shenmue 2 14 years ago. I had a very interesting question, but since I can't remember what that is.
Okay, this one is for Ron then, alright?
Oh, yeah.
Ron, are you still here with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright.
He's alive.
We really need to get one or the other Shenmue Collective members here, and that's Ben. He's made an amazing job here as well.
By the way, David.
Yeah, yep.
Can we do some sort of a shout out to some guys from our group?
Go ahead, go ahead. After that, we'll just play some music, so feel free to shout out.
I had to go back to my band again because I'm actually jamming with them.
I'll stay here, don't worry.
Have to play some QTE on my drums, you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. You should right. Call a song QTE.
Yeah, let's do that. QTE.
Just
QTE.
A drum solo. QTE.
Exactly. That's how we roll. Hey, by the way, did you know that Joel Tess, the redshirt guy, plays the drums as well? Amazing stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So now, funny fact.
I didn't know that. You share the first name, right? As I'm, or no?
Come again?
You do have the same first name, or is it not? Because I'm looking at your Skype name. Doesn't have anything to do with your real name.
Oh, my real name is it's typical Dutch, and it's called Jeroen. Try to announce it.
Okay, so that's how you pronounce that.
Jeroen. So,
I mean, tried it before, it was impossible.
So, I went to Florida, to the Keys, visit some family over there, and we celebrated Thanksgiving. And they all were like, Jeroen, like that. So, and then I showed up with a shirt with the name Reef on it. And then they were like, Reef! So, yeah. That's how it worked out.
I always thought it was Jeroen. Oh, there's the Vuvuzela again. Yay, Shenmue 3. I always thought it was Jeroen. Or Jeroen, or I don't know. But yeah.
Oh, that sounds kind of...
Go, Shenmue 3.
Kind of heroic to me, Jeroen. Like a Greek god.
Yeah, like a Dutch god. Jeroen.
Dutch god. I'll sign for that.
God of QTE and drums. Okay, so I actually remembered what the question was. Do you guys think Sega will release Shenmue 1 and 2 HD at some point in the future? Now that the Kickstarter is over or is almost over and they've seen the success of the project?
I think we're seeing a release in the Tokyo Game Show. I really think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would be really, really silly from a company to not take advantage from this moment.
Silly from
I
Sega.
I really think it would.
Something silly from Sega.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting that at all.
Actually, silly decision. They just said sorry to their fan base in an article. Is that silly?
Yeah, but they didn't specify it was the Shenmue fan base, so it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, they have quite a lot to apologize for. So yeah, even if it's just Sonic the Hedgehog, they have lots to apologize for. So.
Yeah.
It's not specific. They said we'd see something special for consoles during TGS, the Tokyo Game Show, but I'm not sure if that's Shenmue related. And that could be something else, and we could still have a Shenmue announcement.
Yeah, that will be awesome.
Who knows?
If we're having Shenmue 3, we have to remain faithful for 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Always. We've been faithful for 40 years now. So.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll happen. It would be interesting, and it would probably increase the chances of Shenmue 3 to be a commercial success. Because more people would probably get to know the game, the series. And
let's hope so. Yeah. You know what? Actually, they should just hire us, the Shenmue Collective.
We're so good.
Right, exactly. Right. So, before you go, Reef, you guys have, and I wanted all of you to talk about this. You guys put together something special today. So, you put together something special all the time for Shenmue, but today you're giving something from your personal collection, right? To the people.
Oh, yeah, that's correct, actually. So we set up this campaign just to create awareness for the whole Shenmue Kickstarter project, and we decided to hold a contest, an event, where people, like the whole community, could share their post their most creative. Cheers, man. To post their most creative find or picture or video on Twitter with us and share it with the hashtag #SaveShamu. So that was actually our first idea of having a campaign. So then we just brainstormed a bit, and yeah, out of nothing, Marcus, who isn't unfortunately not here today, he came up with the idea to donate his Dreamcast.
And we're
so that's kind of awesome.
Sorry, you got cut off there.
We were stoked. Oh, sorry. So yeah, Marcus donated his Dreamcast for our campaign, because he has a spare one. And awesome. I was like, hey, I have a spare copy of Shenmue as well, so why don't we just add that one to the prize as well? So here we go.
Awesome. So can people still enter the giveaway?
Yeah, the giveaway, definitely. Well, it was actually one day, 15th of July. But today was just so hectic and chaotic, and it was just amazing. I mean, everybody showed their really creative side and posted a lot of pictures and videos and finds, and very funny ones, very creative ones, and they just keep on posting it. So yeah, actually we decided to expand our campaign till the end of the Kickstarter project.
Yeah, it's so amazing. We've seen so many awesome videos and photos. So we are inviting everyone to just do the same.
Yeah, please, people, community, let's be one. Create some awesome.
Yay, Shenmue 3! Sorry, the vuvuzela again. So I can't help myself.
So please, people, the whole community of Shenmue, log into Twitter. Search for our account, that's Shenmue_collect.
Collect, yeah.
Exactly. And post your most amazing...
Woohoo!
Oh, here we go. Video or picture ever. And let's create some awareness with all of us. I mean, we're one on this one, and we're all having one goal, right? To give Mr. Suzuki the best experience ever.
Yeah.
Which he can create by that.
So he can give us the best experience ever as well, in return, right? We're giving to Mr. Suzuki, you know, so he can give back to us.
Exactly, and one more thing, that's actually a spoiler, but yeah, why not announcing it right now? Our plan is to make a special website at the end of the campaign and post all the input from the community.
Woohoo!
Oh, here we go. So post
sorry to interrupt. Gum in the IRC chatroom asks, can we have an official Shenmue 3 Vuvuzela, please? So maybe that would be an amazing reward. We need to ask Yu Suzuki to add an official Shenmue 3 Vuvuzela to the rewards.
We have to.
Pledge $5 and you can get an official Shenmue 3 Vuvuzela.
We just created it.
We'd break all the records now with the Vuvuzela, so yeah.
That would be awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's actually a plus, because the other rewards were very high, and this one is just... everybody could buy it, so why not?
Yeah, maybe $1 would be enough, though.
David?
Yeah?
David, can I say hello to all the members of Shenmue 500k members that are listening to us?
No, you can't. Of course.
I just posted the link, and I think a few people are joining us right now. So
awesome.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Yeah.
Here we go.
They actually sent us a direct message via the Radio Sega Twitter account to support the Kickstarter, and we're doing this right now, so... So yeah,
yeah,
obviously.
Great. And could you send a link from our campaign as well? That would be awesome.
Yes. Let me just check. I'll send it during the next music break. Okay.
Thank you so much, David.
So you were saying, right, before I interrupted you were saying you were going to create a website, right? With all the videos and the pictures and everything.
Yeah, that's actually a small spoiler.
Yeah.
What we had in
first
mind.
On Radio Sega.
We will collect all the content from our campaign. From the Shenmue Collective campaign, and we'll post it on one website, and it will be there for like the rest of our lives. So it's sort of a memory from the past.
It's a history,
our campaign.
On the left.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just awesome, and we have some really, really nice footage already from from community members. Just awesome. We're doing this, guys.
Amazing.
Yeah, we
are. And so yeah, awesome stuff. So you need to go, right, Riff?
Yeah. So I need to play some QTE on my drums.
Yeah,
right now,
we'll let you go. And before that, would you guys like to pick anything, any particular scene from Shenmue 1 or 2 that you'd like me to play the music?
Oh wait, can I do one more shout out?
Yes, you can.
Okay, thank you. here's a small shout out to all the guys from Shenmue Collective. We met each other through the Kickstarter campaign. Really passionate about Shenmue, really dedicated, committed, and stuff like that. And yeah, unfortunately, some guys couldn't be at the stream right now. And the guy who's actually created our group is, sort of AFK the last time. And that's Ducret. Thank you for your help, man. He's having
some.
Thank
you, Ducret.
Yeah, thank you very much. He's having some problems in private life, so he can't be here anymore during the campaign. But he's the one who created our group, so thank you very much. And of course, a big shout out to our big PR man, Ben Latimer, amazing businessman.
Awesome. Yeah.
And
our
thank you, Ben. And a shout out to our Finnish friend Marcus, the one and only.
Awesome. Shout out to everyone then. Yeah.
One more, actually.
Oh, wait.
Because we just added a new member to our group, and that's Moritz Engel.
Moritz.
Angel. Moritz, the one and only. You all know him, guys, from the MU 500K group.
Just join.
He's just always positive.
He's amazing. And,
so we decided to add him to the group, and he's really, really looking forward to, make some big things happening. And, so that was it, actually. Thank you all.
And can I also say thank you to David Brown for supporting us along the way and when we created this.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys, Reef, I know has to go, but if you guys want to stick around after the music, we can talk a bit more.
So yes,
feel free to.
Oh, and by the way, David, a huge shout out to all the community members who are doing an awesome job right now from the 500K group and all the other groups. Keep on the good work.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Here we go. That was it.
Yeah, that was the perfect timing. Yes. Awesome.
All right, okay. I need to go, guys. So I'll just leave it up.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks for joining us. Woohoo! Yeah, Shenmue 3. Yeah, I can't help myself.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you later.
See you later.
Yes, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so does anyone have a suggestion? Does anyone have a suggestion for music to play? If not, I'll just pick myself.
Right, Shenmue or non-Shenmue?
Shenmue. Obviously, Shenmue. All the Shenmue.
Right, let me think right now. It's too hard here in Spain. I'm in Spain, and I can't think.
Hola.
Right, should we say when Ryo first meets Master Chen?
I do believe we have that. Let's see. The thing is, sometimes the song titles aren't exactly
self-explanatory. Like that one. When they meet in warehouse number 8.
Yeah, maybe it's this one. Let's see if I can get it right. Let me try. I think so. I think it's Encounter with Destiny. So if it's not, it should be. So we'll play. Yeah, it makes sense. We'll play.
Hold on. They're telling me it is Waves of Morning Haze. That's how it's supposed to be called.
That's another one. I can also play that. That's from Shenmue 2, actually.
Is that?
I
think that's just a suggestion. Okay.
Yeah. I can play that. I can play that as well afterwards. So we'll just take a quick music break, everyone. Yay, Shenmue 3. The Vuvuzela is still around. The Shenmuezela. Yes. Thank you. So we'll play Encounter with Destiny from Shenmue and then another track, and we'll be back with more stuff from Shenmue and the Shenmue Collective. Keep it here. This is Radio Sega. Thank you.
the best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
I see.
Welcome back. This is the Save Shenmue special on Radio Sega. And I'm joined tonight by the Shenmue Collective. So hello, guys, again. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Not Reef anymore. He had to play some QT, some drums QT, but yeah. But yeah.
He's got a band. He's got some duties.
He'll probably record some songs for the Shenmue 3, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He'll be working on the soundtrack, yeah, sorry. Okay, so we were talking about the whole plans you're making for to promote Shenmue and what you're doing today and until the end of the Kickstarter, but maybe now you could share some of your more personal experiences with the series. So would you like to mention your favorite parts of the series or each game? I don't know, your favorite characters, feel free. And
with the keyboard?
Yeah, we have a new person joining us. We have Marcus. He's probably typing, that's why we're hearing some.
Hi, Marcus.
Hello. But he apparently can't hear us, so that's interesting. First world problems.
Right, okay. So you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just
while Marcus is typing.
Very annoying. Okay, right, so. Marcus, hold on, let me tell him.
The keyboard is a new Vuvuzela, so we ditched the Vuvuzela and now we have a keyboard. So new Shenmue 3 reward, pledge $10 and we get a special Shenmue 3 themed keyboard.
Vuvuzela.
yeah, the previous tier rewards are also included, so yeah.
Right, okay.
I can't hear anything.
Hi, Marcus.
Hello.
Happy
New Year. So he just spoke, but he can't hear us, so yeah, I don't know.
And he keeps... Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try to re-add him to the call.
Yeah, Marcus, we'll try later. Just turn it off.
I'll turn the call off. Let's see if I can... Yeah, so... We'll re-add him to the call later. So, Esmeralda, go ahead. Share your favorite Shenmue moments with us. And now, apparently... Did I kick everyone out of the conversation? I don't think so. Interesting. So apparently we're having connection issues, you know. People from all over the world with all sorts of internet connections. Sometimes this happens. Like I said, hashtag first world problems. Hashtag Shenmue 3 problems. Hopefully not. But while we're waiting for the call to get reconnected and back on air, we're now playing a new sort of bad music, something that was never played before on Radio Sega, I believe. The darts game against Fenglin Xuan, which I can't really remember, but there were so many darts battles in Shenmue 2 that I really can't remember them all. I remember the one that I think Barry Jones or something. Is it the Jamaican guy or something? He has a strange accent and he keeps dancing around while throwing darts and says, "Boy! Hey, boy!" and stuff. So that's probably that. I remember that specific darts game very well. Apart from that, I can't remember any of the other darts games against the other characters. We're trying to reconnect with the guys from the Shenmue Collective. In the meantime, we'll be giving away a Shenmue-themed Radio Sega t-shirt. So if you're listening to us, you'll get the chance of winning yet another prize added to the Dreamcast and the Shenmue 1 game that the guys are giving
Hello,
away.
Hello, David.
Hello, welcome back.
Hello, I'm back.
Welcome back. So, yay. They're back. As I was saying, though, we'll be giving you the chance of winning a Radio Sega t-shirt, a Radio Sega Shenmue-themed t-shirt, one of its kind, and we'll add it to the prize that the Shenmue Collective are giving away as well. So we'll be talking about their later on during the show.
Yeah.
So we were disconnected for some reason, but you were talking about your favorite Shenmue moments, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't have a favorite Shenmue moment, but I was saying that I just like bits of the game that I think a lot of people like. So my favorite thing from the game is fog lifting.
Awesome.
I get to that part of the game, and I'm always trying to find ways to not advance in the game, so that I can play it more and more and more, and add a few more days. And I think it's so entertaining. It's so simple, but again, so entertaining. I think it's a fantastic part of the game.
So, specifically, the forklift racing, or the moving boxes around bit.
Carrying crates.
Oh, okay.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I must not have been the only person that has looked for a game that is similar to that. Yeah, trying to do a bit more forklifting.
I think it would be silly of Yu Suzuki not to release a forklift simulator. So, at some point, I think it would be silly. Yeah. So. Actually, that would be an awesome reward. Pledged,
yeah.
I don't know, $60 or $50 and get Shenmue Simulator for PC and PS4. Huh? All these awesome ideas.
That would cost a lot more money than $50.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe $150. I don't know.
Well, I would say about $10,000 probably.
Oh, that's no good. People will probably pay for that.
Right, I also really, really like. Mm-hmm. So Shenmue 1 is actually an open world game, and it's really, really nice. And but then you play Shenmue 1, and then you go to Shenmue 2, and it's so much bigger. And I love the feeling of getting lost in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Hong Kong, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. I just like the whole feeling of the game. I love getting lost. I love playing the arcade. I love getting in. It's just those little bits that make the game so magical. I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What about you guys? I don't know if we have Marcus already with us. I can hear him typing, I think. So.
Marcus, are you hearing us?
Apparently not.
No, I don't think
it's you. Am I here now?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Welcome.
I'm hearing you guys, but can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Hear you,
Marcus. So apparently you can't hear us.
Marcus, can you hear us?
First world problems.
Yes.
So yeah, maybe Ron would like to go next.
Yeah,
are you there, Ron?
My favorite scene, probably the Nozomi motorcycle scene from part one. Either
awesome.
That or the thing when he's getting the motorcycle from Ito. Basically anything with the motor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that involves motorcycles. Then.
I used to love playing the Hang On in the arcade, so when the motorcycle just came out, I used to think that was like the coolest.
Yeah, I agree. Have any of you guys lost a game or got the bad ending because you were obsessed with the mini games or something?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Never tried? Doing all the forklifting and skipping the story?
I can't do that to Rio. It's too cruel. I've seen it on YouTube. That's it. It's too cruel.
He needs to avenge his father's death.
Me neither.
Yeah. awesome. What would you say is your favorite character? Don't say Ryo.
If it's actually, Ryo, say the other day on the questions and answers that Yu Suzuki was doing on Twitter, someone was asking about, someone asked a question and you answered that he would like to do a spin-off with Ren. He's one of my favorite characters, and I think that would be absolutely awesome. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone loves Ren. He's like the lovable bandit, right?
Yeah.
That sense of humor and I think so.
I think we're seeing a lot of Ren on Shenmue 3. Definitely.
Yeah, that last scene with
the dagger throwing
at the map. Yeah, I think so. I think so. He can't keep himself away from the possible treasure.
I think he lost Ryo. He lost Ryo like a brother, and he just can't admit it.
That too. But he can't admit it. Yeah.
Bro love.
It's beautiful in the IRC chat room. He's saying Chai. So he loves Chai. So one thing that I love about this Kickstarter and the rewards is the fact that they'll be giving away a capsule toy. One of the rewards is a Chai capsule toy.
They have no Van B capsule toy.
I think it's Ryu, Shenhua, Ryu in the forklift, and Chai. I think those are the four, right?
I can actually with a Landy capsule toy. I think that will give up some pledges too.
And Nozomi.
Nozomi, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ren.
Ren.
Joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gui-san. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if
there's some delay, so my answer comes very late, so it's better that I'm just silent. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. Hello.
Hi.
Apparently, you're here now, so you can speak freely.
Go on, Marcus. Tell us what you think is, what is your favorite part of Shenmue?
Yeah, but there is some kind of delay.
Yeah, but that's all right. Just tell us what you think is your why is your favorite part of Shenmue? Go on.
Oh, my favorite part. That's a bit. What can I tell you guys? Finding new things in a game and seeing new scenes. I think I practice moves like hours in a park. So the practicing moves is perhaps one of the things my favorite. It's my favorite.
Awesome. Yeah, not many people actually mentioned the fighting in the game. You know, and it's interesting because the fighting part is one of the ever-present gameplay elements in both games. But not many people actually talk about that because it's so much more than a fighting game, right?
I think you should be making that part a bit more difficult so that people will get into fighting a bit more. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably. But I like how you don't really need to practice all that much in order to beat the game.
You just need a few kicks, that's all.
Yeah, I actually like that because I'm not a big fighting game fan. I'm not that experienced in those kinds of games. And so to have a game that you do need to fight, but you don't need to be an expert in fighting games. You can if you want to, but you don't need to. So that's actually one of the pluses of the game for me.
Yeah, I think it's really sad because there's loads of moves. There's a lot that you can practice. There's a lot that you can learn. And you can actually make it a really good fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, recommend people to get into that.
Yeah. Fans of Virtua Fighter would probably enjoy Shenmue 1 and 2 very much.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons. It's Beautiful says, Nozomi's panties replica will give more pledges.
Definitely.
I think he's right.
Yes.
All the perverts would enjoy. All the Shen perverts would enjoy. Yes.
Maybe Joy will give a laugh track like this as well.
Or Xu Ying is good too.
I've seen a fan comic the other day, or was it today? I don't know. Maybe you guys retweeted it, but I've seen one that shows everyone in the temple looking at Xu Ying's legs or something. I think it was today. Someone did a comic, a fan comic with the guys cleaning the temple floor, and Ryo was practicing and stuff, and then Xu Ying showing her leg, and everyone was like, maybe
was that Nozomi or Joy?
No, it was Xu Ying, not Nozomi or Joy.
Okay. Oh, I need to read.
Yes, yeah, so maybe a replica of her legs or something.
Superb
as hell, that to satisfy. Esper K says, nope, keep those to vending machines. You could have vending machines in game where you could buy Nozomi's panties.
Oh my god.
So this is a whole new world of possibilities that just opened up for us. I hope you, Suzuki, is listening to this right now.
That's scary.
Sorry.
And how is Nozomi producing all these punches?
Sorry.
Oh dear.
Esper K said, not helping Casey, wishes no. Yeah, I think this would. These are million-dollar ideas.
Why anyone would like to buy Nozomi's panties?
I don't know. I think I will cut this phrase, this sentence. Everyone would like to buy Nozomi's panties, and this will be like a regular sound effect that I will use on my future shows. And the hashtag everyone would like to buy Nozomi's panties. Somehow we did we took a wrong turn in this show. I don't know. Maybe we should talk about something else, like maybe Joy's bras or something.
I don't think that would satisfy the feminine market. We need something else.
Yeah.
A lot of women out there.
I think Ryo's shirt, he sleeps in that shirt every single day, every single night. Or his shoes, true. He never takes his clothes off, so he's always getting sweaty, so I think that would probably satisfy the ladies.
Wasn't this in Shenmue 2? Why does he have a jacket on?
Yeah, he doesn't even take the jacket off to sleep, right? In Shenmue 2?
Yeah, I hadn't ever really thought that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
I think it's colder in Hong Kong than in Japan. So there's always a reason for everything. So maybe it's colder. The weather is colder in Japan, in Hong Kong than in Japan. So that's why.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's
canon. So
actually, if you think about it, in Hong Kong, where he's in Hong Kong, it's around March, isn't it? Is it around March or February?
Late February, early March, I think. So.
It should be getting warm. So that's not an excuse.
I'm not sure how the weather works over there, so maybe the come over guest house where he stays in the beginning of the game, maybe they have the air conditioner on, so he feels cold, needs his jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm explaining the game, people. You should this is precious. I think you should save the podcast for later, and whenever you have doubts about Shenmue,
for you to have some ideas.
Yeah, you should. This is the beginning of a beautiful fan fiction adventure. Right here.
Well, David, I always thought, and I think we should be telling you, Suzuki, this, that Shenmue is actually really real, isn't it? I think Ryo should be eating, and he should be having a shower and changing his clothes. That should be a part of Shenmue 3, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. I think someone asked that on Twitter the other day, or the Reddit Q&A, I don't know. Someone asked if we would see Ryo taking showers and doing some bodily functions and stuff. I think he said no.
Not all of them, please.
I think he said no. But that would be interesting. That would be interesting, yeah. So,
and now he's going to be jumping. At least that was suggested, wasn't it?
Yeah, the video, right?
That doesn't sound too good, does it?
I don't know. Do you think he should have more moves? Not fighting moves, but more moves like jumping and climbing stuff. Like, you guys mentioned Uncharted before, so maybe he could move around like Nathan Drake or something.
No, I don't think it's that kind of game at all. No, I don't think that would be good at all. I don't think it suits Shenmue. Because Uncharted is something, Shenmue is something completely different, don't you think?
I just thought about it. I'm not really sure what to say to that. Maybe we could. The climbing part wouldn't be that bad, unless they give him a bow and an arrow. That wouldn't work. No. Or a gun. No, don't give him guns.
No, definitely not. Maybe do a bit of hunting, like in Metal Gear Solid. Have you ever played that Metal Gear Solid 3?
Yeah.
And Solid Snake does some hunting. Maybe something like that in the middle of China.
Yeah, and then he could kill a deer, and then Shenhua would be like, "No, please, that's my favorite deer in all of the forest." And then you get the bad ending.
Yeah.
Ryo is eating the deer, and Landy takes the mirror away. So again, lots of ideas. So, Yu Suzuki,
we know you're listening, so. So,
we're giving them away for free, so no need to thank us.
We're giving ideas. We need to be paid now.
Yeah. No, we don't want your money. Just do the game we're suggesting. So, like we're suggesting. I think it's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So, maybe we could mention something, because apart from you guys, there are other groups. You've mentioned the Shenmue 500K guys, there's Team U. I actually have a bit of trouble separating all the different groups in the community. There's the Shenmue Dojo. And the guys over at Team U did a QTE event.
Yes,
today.
Yes, we're doing that right now. Yes.
Are doing. I thought it was ended already, but okay.
I'm not too aware of what's happened there.
I think it was at about 4 p.m. my time, so.
All right, yeah, it was
5 hours ago
or
so. They got a bit of a delay, but I think it's over now. If you guys are listening and you took part in the QTE event, let us know how that went, because I don't know. I wasn't online online at the time, so I don't know. If any of our listeners took part, let us know at Radio Sega or in the IRC chat room, because I think Esper K, who is one of our listeners and one of our radio show hosts, I think she took part, judging by her tweets. So maybe she'd like to share her QTE experiences with us, because that's an interesting idea, actually. In this past years, lots of people have been doing Shenmue related stuff, Save Shenmue stuff. Was there anything before the Kickstarter started that you guys enjoyed really? You guys, I don't know, think was really interesting, I don't know, done by the community? Any specific initiative? Any specific, I don't know, project?
Well, the Tweetathon. Do you pronounce it that way? Tweetathon?
Yeah, Tweetathon.
The Tweetathon's on the 3rd of the month, of every month. That's always been there, hasn't it? And we've always been a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always been going on, and whoever started that, well done, good job. Because I think that is what is made Shenmue 3 be a reality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Esper K says, wait, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah, I'm really well informed. Apparently, she didn't take part. I thought she was tweeting about it, but I probably messed up, as per usual. So yeah, the tweet-a-thon actually is an interesting idea. And one thing about that, and this is controversial. Oh, she was joking. Okay, so she took part. Okay, I didn't mess up. Yay! But let's get controversial. Some people are really annoyed by all the fans' efforts to bring back Shenmue. What would you say to those guys that
so they're
are annoyed,
really annoyed
by the save
by
Shenmue
what? By bringing
system.
Back Shenmue 3?
Sorry?
So they're very annoyed that Shenmue 3 is coming back?
Some people were annoyed before the Kickstarter project was announced, because every third of the month people would tweet about Shenmue. Other people would tweet about it all day long, every day, and they were annoyed by all the noise about Shenmue. What would you guys say to those people?
We're sorry, just take it in. We're just huge fans, and that's what makes this happen. And maybe people complaining about it is giving it a lot more of, what's the word I'm looking for? So it just made it more popular. People complaining about it. So yeah, why not?
So thank you.
Let them be mad.
Yeah.
Because that is being part of Shenmue 3 becoming a reality.
Indeed. Some people also say, and I asked this question to Cedric Biscay. So if you guys want to hear the interview, the full interview, tune in tomorrow to the second launch. But I asked this question, this exact same question to Cedric, and I'd like to know your opinion. Some people say Shenmue's time is past, so no one can create, or Shenmue 3 won't live up to everyone's expectations. People are, people are expecting too much of a new game, and it won't be as good as the first two. What are your thoughts about this?
That's a difficult one. I think you wouldn't have done this if he wasn't confident that he's got something really good in mind, something that is going to live up to the first two games. And well, what I really think is that we really should be seeing Shenmue 1 and 2 for this game to really be a success. So even if you've got some amazing ideas, even if you're getting an amazing game out there, we really need the new gaming community, the young gaming community, because here we're all old, aren't we? We're all in our 20s, late 20s, early 30s.
Yep.
But the young community out there, they don't know Shenmue. There's no way to play it unless you have a Dreamcast, which is not very probable these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we really need Shenmue 1 and 2 out there before anything else happens.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this by the other guys? Who are actually pretty quiet, I must say.
You're very quiet, Ron, yeah?
Yeah, sorry guys. But yeah, like ahead of its time, so I really don't see why it would not like be successful unless if the games weren't released, the first one and two.
Mm-hmm.
If those are released, I have pretty much confidence that with PlayStation 4's installed base that it gets right now, that it will be pretty epic, pretty good. Like, it won't sell like how it did. It'll do more.
Probably.
Given his life, so that's really unheard of even in games today. Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's like really hard to find in games today, where you could just pick up anything, feed a cat, go play arcades in the local arcade, or just talk to the people on the street. And to have that all in one game is like, that's why I make Shenmue so special. It's not the fighting, it's everything all together and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is people don't know that these days. People don't know what Shenmue has to offer. And if people go to their gaming shop, to the games shop, they see the game, they see Shenmue 3. They think, oh well, I've not played 1 and 2, why should I play 3? So, we really need them out there.
Like, it's hard to jump into a story midway and expect to get. So, Shenmue 1 and Shenmue 2 would definitely help out in making Shenmue 3 more popular.
Definitely, definitely. So, Sega, make it happen.
Yeah.
At least save face by releasing the first two games. Do you guys want to know what Cedric answered to my question, to that exact same question?
What did he say?
He just said two words, Yu Suzuki.
So what did he say again?
He just said Yu Suzuki.
It's
his answer, because you know, and then he explained Yu Suzuki is making the game. I trust Yu Suzuki, and I trust this game will be amazing. So
yeah, as simple as that. He wouldn't be doing the game if he wasn't confident he's got a plan on his hands. Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see. It's Bootyful, which is a name I will be pronouncing until the end of the show. But it's someone in the IRC said. Keep your chin up. In Yu Suzuki we trust. So you guys are all in sync, and I agree. Yeah. We at least everything that Yu Suzuki has done in the past has been amazing and revolutionary in its own way. So why can't we believe that Shenmue 3 will be another success?
Yeah, he's an artist. Mm-hmm. He's an artist, and he will make it happen. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% sure.
Yep. Okay. So. I think we'll take another quick music break, and when we get back, we'll probably wrap up things. We'll talk about the Radio Sega T-shirt giveaway that we'll be doing as well. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I'll play a creepy song or a track. The character that everyone fears. No, not exactly, but he's creepy. He's Chai. And he'll be getting a capsule toy for some reason. So let's take a listen to his theme. Please don't go away. Don't get scared. Afterwards, I'll play something nicer. I'll play Duck Racing, which is really nice. And maybe some tomato convenience store. So stay tuned for that. This is the Radio Sega Save Shenmue Special with special guests, the Shenmue Collective. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And we're back. This is the Save Shenmue special on Radio Sega. We just played some Tomato Convenience Store, the Streets of Rage remake version of this, which I found out the other day that the guys had included in Streets of Rage remake for some reason. And why the hell not? Because it's awesome. Before that, we had Duck Racing from Shenmue 2. And before that, we had Chai from Shenmue. Ooh, spooky. We're back and chatting with our friends from the Shenmue Collective. And now we've been joined by yet another member of the Collective. So, hello. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, David. My name is Ben, and I'm from the Shenmue Collective also. As I'm sure you're aware, I'm just catching up with what's been going on. The Shenmue Collective was just set up by a group of fans. We'd never met each other before the Kickstarter campaign, but we were united by our common love of the game and our passion. We got talking on Facebook through the biggest Facebook Shenmue group, which is the 500k page. And the rest is history, really. We've just been riding this hype train. Today, I had to really tear myself away from the campaign because I'm about to leave the country. I'm in the UK at the moment, but I'm going to work in South Korea. And
that's a big change. Well,
it is, yeah. And I've been very obsessively kind of working on the kind of Shenmue campaigning, but obviously leaving at the end of this month for at least a year. I have to catch up with my friends and family. And yeah, it's like the love of my life today. And I think that's the ultimate sacrifice, kind of leaving the Shenmue campaign at the moment with about 3 days left on. But I made an exception in this one case. It's pretty much the only time during it that non-Shenmue things have taken priority. So yeah, it's great to be here anyway. I'm happy to catch the end of the show. And yeah, apologies for the lateness.
It's okay. It's great to have you on the show. When we were off the air, we agreed on talking about a different topic. But before that, I just remembered that I should have asked this, like, this should have been the first question. But were you guys watching the Sony conference? The Sony E3 conference when Shenmue 3, the Kickstarter,
well,
was announced.
Well, actually,
yes, I was.
Sorry, go on. Then.
Yes, yeah, I was. It was actually 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning in the UK.
Yep.
Yeah, and I had to work the day after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, remember.
Uh-huh.
I remember that I stayed up for most of it, and the Nintendo bit came on, and the Microsoft bit came on. And I didn't really stay up for the Sony one, which was obviously a big mistake, but I woke up to a lot of text messages from a friend who never played Shenmue, but he just got sick of me talking about Shenmue over the years, and he just freaked out on my behalf. And it's weird when you wake up to a text message saying Final Fantasy VII Remake is on the cards, but that's not the big news, you know what I mean? So
it's The Last Guardian.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got these great things, but Shenmue was, you know, it was a shock to a lot of people. And I saw the fan reactions afterwards, but yeah, it was a mistake not staying up. I've never seen an E3 conference. I'm not a big gamer. There's just about 10 games in my life which have been really important to me, and I want them to replay. And Shenmue 1 and 2 are both in that 10.
Awesome. Yeah, I was actually trying to sleep, and I've never actually seen the E3, at least not live. And I was in bed, and I was thinking, I think I'm gonna I could actually tell there was something happening. I could feel it. And I actually
didn't sleep after the announcement.
Yes, I woke up, turned my computer on, and just watched the whole thing, and it was amazing. It really was.
Yeah. I was actually almost asleep on the couch watching the conference, and I was only watching because just like you, I had a feeling something could happen, something could be announced, but I wasn't that confident. But
there were little clues, weren't there? I heard that Yu Suzuki, the Shenmue creator, tweeted a forklift.
Yeah.
It was just a forklift. I think some people crazy and speculation.
I must admit, I thought he was trolling us, to be honest. Yeah.
I think most people did. I think they've built up the hopes over the years, 40 and long years. They've heard things like Shenmue Online, and Shenmue 3's been confirmed, I believe, at least twice before, and people just don't want to build themselves up just to get kind of hurt again, basically. So I think when the forklift was posted, people, started to think it was possible, but didn't really want to hold on to that thought, if you get me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been an emotional roller coaster over the years.
So who cried over the announcement?
I did. I did. The first second I heard the song, I just recognized it the very first second, and I started crying.
I must admit, I did too. So yeah. I was lying down on my couch, and then I heard the song, and I stood up.
The music. Yeah.
And, what? No! It can't be! And I was like jumping around, watching, looking at my TV, and yeah.
Yeah, I was actually really, really happy already because I'm also a great fan of the Final Fantasy saga.
Okay.
And that Final Fantasy VII trailer was absolutely amazing. And I was actually really, really happy already. And then I couldn't believe what I saw after.
I'm exactly the same as I said. There were about 10 games that really changed my life, and I got really fully immersed in the experience. Two Shenmues are up there, as well as Final Fantasy VII. It's needed a remake for a long time. That's you're getting kind of towards 20 years ago that game was made, and I was unsure how it would be if they redid it. But looking at that trailer, it looks like it's going to be fantastic. Like a reimagining that still has the original tone. I have to say, the Shenmue 3 even topped that for me. It's a close call, but it's like the two best pieces of news I've ever had, like in the space of a few minutes.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Most amazing E3 ever. Yeah.
It just shows that they actually care about what the fans want, and it's making me a lot more pro Sony than I might have been in the past, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. A lot more faithful about video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're taking a risk and they're doing it for what the fans want, so I really respect that.
But I don't think doing a remake of Final Fantasy VII is a risk at all.
Yeah.
I think in a way it's kind of practical for them. I think the last few Final Fantasies haven't been popular. They were happy to keep going with them because they sold enough, but I've not played them in a while, but I believe the last couple installments haven't sold very well, so I think they're just trying to inject kind of more lifeblood into the series to keep it going.
Yeah,
and true. I think they always thought they'd do a 7 remake when the time was right. In other words, when sales were petering out for the new releases. They're probably up to Final Fantasy 27 by now. I've not kept up with it since 10, I think.
No, Final Fantasy 14 is the last 14, one.
Is it? Yeah.
But if you've seen the trailer for Final Fantasy 15, it looks really, really incredible. So they're doing a good job
16.
There.
Okay, cool. 15. So with 7 and that, if it is good, then yeah, hopefully it's a return to the glory days.
Yeah, oh, the Vuvuzela is back, by the way. Which is awesome. Ben doesn't know about the Vuvuzela, the Shenmue 3 Vuvuzela. But yeah, it's back. This sound, this horn-like sound. It's a new reward for the Kickstarter. If people,
I saw that there's another non-playing character reward added, but that's the last I've seen.
Don't believe me. I'm just joking.
To be honest, anything you told me would not surprise me after the fishing one. The fishing one, I'm not really sure it happened. They thought that would be a good idea that would sell for that amount of money.
Yeah, people will pay lots of money for a fishing pole. Why not?
Well, the last time I looked, there weren't any takers, and I'm going to place my bets on going on there now and not seeing any kind of backers for that reward.
You know, how much
was that one?
It was a lot. I can't remember how much it was.
Isn't it
$1,000?
It wasn't the thousands, absolutely.
Yeah. If they added that. Big the Cat to the game.
I think, look. Hold on. $1,800.
Yeah, as has been consistently saying, they need to make more lower reward tiers to kind of get people up who are kind of on the 80 or the 60 at the moment. And they've not really been doing it, but it just seems to be kind of more and more big ones. So we're really hoping, because we are coming into the last two days now.
If they said they would add Big the Cat to the game, people would pay $5,000. I'm just kidding. Are you familiar with Big the Cat from the Sonic series? Are you guys familiar with it?
I'm just confirming that the bait hasn't sold at all. Zero back.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, what a surprise.
But yeah, so another idea, Mr. Suzuki.
Hasn't either, but maybe a business will want to promote the business. Who knows? Indeed. Could be some corporate sponsorship. Mm. I can't see many individuals wanting that. That was 5,000, I believe. Just go with me.
So Mr. Suzuki added Big the Cat to the game and some vuvuzelas and some keyboards, and you'll break the world record in no time. So just saying.
And Nozomi's panties.
And Nozomi's panties and Joy's bras as well. Ben is like, what? Right now, because he wasn't here before, so
yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of catching up on a lot. You can tell me anything and I'll believe you.
Yeah. So there will be vending machines selling Nozomi's panties and Joy's bras as well.
Wow, brilliant.
In Shenmue 3.
If I wasn't convinced about the game already, that's it.
and Rio's t-shirt.
Exactly.
Rio's sweaty
t-shirt, yeah. Exactly. For the ladies. And maybe Ren's headband or whatever it is, that scarf.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice.
That would be a nice as well. Reward, actually. I love the coins he's got, you know, the double-headed and double-tailed ones.
Like, yo, guys!
Yo.
Is that Ron? Ron, are you there?
No, it's Reef.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah.
Reef is back. Reef is back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Still...
Our favorite musician.
Still on the radio, guys?
Yes, we're here.
Yes, we're still on the radio. Please don't swear.
And Ben is here now, Reef.
Awesome. So, Ben.
Yeah.
Yo, Ben.
Hey, Reef, how you doing, man?
Good, you?
Good, yeah. I was just saying before, it's kind of weird hearing all your voices for the first time. It seems like we've become really close friends.
Exactly.
We've had this completely virtual relationship, using text all the time on the Facebook group and the page we set up. So it's good to put a voice to the name.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, but Ben, seriously, I did a shout out an hour ago for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Only been saying that.
So,
how is the competition going?
I'll just do a new show on Radio Sega called Radio Sega's Meeting Point or something, and then we can have people that never met in real life meeting on the show for the first time. This is a winning idea again. I'm on fire today.
David, you've got gold, man.
Yeah, I'm on fire. Just all the great ideas, you know.
Hey, by the way, David, can I say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Because as you may have noticed, I had to leave because of I had to do some QTE behind my drums.
Yep.
So and I just left. So I did the shout out to the community, to all the guys from Shenmue Collective and stuff. But I was drumming and I was thinking about it. I totally forgot to do a shout out for the original cast who supported us the whole campaign.
Corey, for the promotional video for our event.
Oh, Corey Marshall.
Indeed.
Yeah.
He's a living legend, that guy, honestly. He's been there with the fans. I think people might have assumed that when he was confirmed for Shenmue 3, he might kind of slow down a bit once he was confirmed, but he hasn't. He's just kept up there with the fans. You know, he's a family man. He's very busy in his private life, but he's been there with the rest of us just working on getting the Kickstarter total up. I mean, really from start to finish.
Yeah, just awesome.
I have a question for you guys regarding Corey. Wasn't he already on board when the project was announced?
He wasn't officially confirmed.
I know, but
there might have been discussions behind the scenes, but we got an update during the Kickstarter.
Because he wasn't being active on social media at all, and closer to the E3 conference, he started tweeting again and using Facebook again. So wasn't he on board before? Wasn't this a promotional stunt?
You thought he was the only person who could do it, so I imagine that discussion started early, but there might have been something to kind of bind him from releasing any information, obviously, and particularly for his role in it until he was kind of officially confirmed, and, you know, I guess he had to sign some kind of work contract or something like that. So I guess it wasn't that much of a surprise, but the fans love him so much. They love Rio. They hear his voice, you know, when they see a picture of Rio. I think until it was confirmed, the fans would be, you know, really pushing for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you love this video, right, Ben?
Yeah, when he says "Let's get sweaty" at the end, in Rio's voice, just fantastic.
Yeah, just amazing. But hey, guys, mm-hmm. Corey Marshall's in. Great news. Thanks a lot for all your effort, Corey Marshall, so far. But there's still some other voice actors that need to be, that just need to return to Shenmue 3, like Liesel and Eric. Yep. What about those guys?
Paul
Are we
Lucas,
going to start another campaign for them, or?
Yeah, I love Paul Lucas. He did Chai and Landy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Lucas.
Yeah, I mean, two of my favorite voices, Chai and Landy. I mean, Chai is just like Gollum, isn't he? It's the original Gollum for the Lord of the Rings film. Just brilliant voice.
You just missed. We played his theme song, so you missed it for a few minutes. Yeah, before you joined us, we were playing his theme song. So,
I was talking to Eric Kelso the other day, mm-hmm. The voice of Ren, and he hasn't heard any news from the company, but he told me that, you know, Ren scored very high in the poll, so yeah, he might come back, right? It's possible.
I don't think they can say yet, because they still need to work out if Ren's going to be on the game. So saying that he would be on the game would mean that Ren would be on the game. So they kind of have to keep that secret, don't they?
Yeah, could be. But in the poll, did this poll about...
He did.
Remember? So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we just need to organize a new campaign, getting the original cast back. What about that, guys? Let's do this.
That's an idea. I actually think that as long as the characters are in the game, I think, and since all the cast members want to come back, I think they won't oppose to that. Yu Suzuki will probably want to have the whole cast reunited for the game. So unless they get greedy and want like lots of money to come back and do the voices for this new game, which I don't think it's the case. But unless they do that, it shouldn't be a problem for them to come back. I think, that's my opinion.
Hey David, what about this? Rio, can you jump? Yes. From who was that voice?
I don't know.
Rio, can you jump? Yes.
Who did that?
That was such a good.
That was such a funny part in that Kickstarter movie.
Yeah, but can he jump? We'll see.
That's an interesting object as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
just got another
about
video
that.
That's coming for our contest. Brendan Blackshaw, I'm just seeing it now.
Sorry,
I really like it. I'm just thinking we might have to decide your favorite quite soon. If you're still happy to.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that. We're teaming up, Radio Sega, we're teaming up with you guys, with the Shenmue Collective. You guys are giving away a Dreamcast and a copy of Shenmue 1. And we're giving away a special Shenmue-themed Radio Sega t-shirt. So it's one of its kind, actually a different color, a different design. And awesome. We're adding that as well to the prize list. We're gonna pick one of your tweets, one of your you guys' vines or pictures or videos or whatever in a few minutes, and we'll give away one of that exclusive Radio Sega t-shirt as well. So we'll be talking about that very, very soon, because we don't have much time on the show. So we'll definitely talk about that in a few minutes. But for now, maybe we could discuss you guys' favorite mini games in Shenmue and Shenmue 2.
Yes.
Who'd like to go first?
Right.
Ladies first, right?
Obviously,
thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you, Ray. Always a gentleman. right. My favorite game. I really like QT. Mm-hmm. But I have a special love for Hang On, because Mega Drive was my first video game console, and I always, always loved Hang On. So that's my favorite there. I really, really like it.
Awesome. Ben, yours.
And I'm playing the QT title theme right now. So, because you started by saying I really love QT, and I thought I'm gonna play the QT title, and then you threw in Hang On Curveball.
Well, yeah. I like them both. I think QT is really addictive.
QT is the punching one, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, that's really addictive. Actually,
that's awesome. That's one of my favorites too.
My favorite kind of pastime to kill time is actually fighting for money in the contest, but I guess that's not really a mini game technically, so I'd say QT is my favorite. You don't even win anything major for it. I mean, I got a really high score, and you get a little gold trophy for it or something, but it doesn't really get you anything, just the kind of pride and the glory of it. But it's very, very addictive, and it's partly just that that guy who's talking to you through the screen, like challenging you. He looks like, you know, the bad guy from Rocky 3 or something.
Yeah.
And he mocks you if you get a really low score and stuff, and it just annoys you and just pushes you to kind of play it more and more. I must have spent hours in that minigame the first time I played Shenmue.
I'm playing the Lucky Hit track right now, because it's a little more quiet than the other one. For us to talk over, yeah. So I'm playing the Lucky Hit track right now.
Okay, who's more into this group? Because I see Make Monroe, who's that?
I think that's Marcus, but he's not. He's got a bit of a delay, so maybe you can go next.
Oh, so everybody's joining now. That's just sort of awesome. I mean, an hour ago we did a shout out to the whole group, and now everybody's joining.
All of us in.
Yeah.
But we're missing two persons, Gret and or Angel from Germany. Mm-hmm. Moritz. Alright, so my favorite game? Minigame?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with Nintendo, the Nintendo consoles, so...
you can say that on Radio Sega. I'm kidding.
Get out.
Let me rephrase this. So I grew up with the Nintendo consoles, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, on a certain point, I got introduced to Shenmue. And seriously, who comes up with the idea to put old school Sega games into on another game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So actually, Shenmue introduced me to Sega games, and I was like, holy shit, this is just awesome. Screw Dandy, I'm just in this arcade hall constantly doing QTE and all those other games. So yeah, actually, I like them all. All the Sega games that are in Shenmue. It just introduced me to Sega, so that's quite cool, right?
Yeah, I agree. All the old school Yu Suzuki games actually are pretty good. So that's one more of the reasons we have to believe that Shenmue 3 is going to be amazing, because we can trust Yu Suzuki with that.
And you will trust, my man.
Yeah.
He wouldn't release a game called Shenmue 3 if it wasn't going to be up to the standard of the others. He wouldn't use the Shenmue title if he didn't have that confidence. I really believe that after the 14-year wait.
Just like Sega wouldn't release Sonic 4 if it... Oh, wait. Never mind that. moving on.
Sega and you are two completely different things. I mean...
Moving on. anyone else? Ron, are you with us still?
Yeah, I'm here. I would also have to agree with Ben and Esmeralda. QT was probably my favorite in Shenmue 1. And Shenmue 2, I would say Lucky Hit and Arm Wrestling. I was a big fan of the arm wrestling too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Arm wrestling, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little underground right there. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. And I saw like a video on YouTube where Landy arm wrestles Ryo, like a mod or something.
That's awesome.
Hey, by the way, guys, did you know? Seriously, I was watching the live streams on Twitch for like a month now, just trying to create some awareness for our campaigns and stuff. And suddenly, I saw this guy for a job being a Lucky Hit stand holder. Do you know what I mean?
A real life Lucky Hit stand owner.
No. I mean, like, I didn't know that you could be a stand holder
in the game.
Yeah,
as a job.
Yeah.
It's the worst job ever. But
yeah. You need to win against the customers.
And I never saw that before. I was like, holy shit! I want to do that as well.
And that's also the beauty of Shenmue and Shenmue 2, because you have so much to do that unless you know. Some stuff is there. You get
so
past
true.
Them and you can't play them. The first thing that comes to mind is the duck racing. In order to get the duck racing minigame, you need to go to a place in a specific date and fight a few characters and win the fights. And I'm not going to say which fights they are and what date and what place, because spoilers, but if you want to unlock the duck racing game, you need to do lots of stuff that the game doesn't tell you to do. So
I'm gonna be really sincere here, and I don't think I've ever played that.
Yeah,
but it's hard. You need to go to a specific place and grab an item that is on a table, and then take the item back to another place. But the place where you need to go to the arcade in Hong Kong. The third floor, I think, or the second floor is closed off unless you're there in a specific time. And you need to bring a medal, a bronze medal that you find in a specific point of the city on a specific day, I think, because otherwise the place will be closed off as well. And then you'll need to fight two or three characters and you'll need to win the fights. And then you can go and enjoy the duck racing. So.
And a lot of people think one of those fights is the hardest fight in the game, even more than
perhaps. Boss on the roof. I think so too.
Debatable.
But you have to tell me how to do that later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's that on Fang Mei's birthday.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Which no one tells you when it is, unless you're looking at stuff and because
there's a lot of things. Yeah,
she doesn't tell you it's her birthday unless you give her a gift or something. So
yeah, that's right. I mean, I never did it myself. I've just heard of it. And again, I think it was years it took people to realize that you could actually do this, like years after the game was released.
Yeah.
It involves a special combination of things.
I tried that after learning about it online, so I never did that when playing the game for the first time or the second or third. I had to learn about it online. That's the kind of game we have, so that's another reason we people
online.
Play the
Oh, so
the
you're cheating,
games.
My man. Not just kidding.
Yeah, I had to cheat.
It more if you know that. It's the gift that keeps giving, really.
Yeah.
Hey, but David, seriously, we've all been there. I've cheated as well in part one, so...
Really?
I don't think I've ever cheated on that. I was young, so I had a really small walkthrough just because I was stuck at that point that you needed to go to the basement, find this mirror, right? Couldn't find it and stuff. So
I didn't have internet at the time. It was like I played the game first in 2001, actually. One of the most vivid memories I have of Shenmue is I was already working at the time. I'm old. I remember coming home from work and playing Shenmue. These were the first few weeks of my job. And it was actually, I remember actually playing it when 9/11 happened.
Oh, wow.
in the US. So I actually associate, in my mind, I relate Shenmue to 9/11, which sounds like really worse than it actually is.
Yeah, negative association. But yeah, I mean, 2001 was when the second game came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually was playing the first one. I played this. I bought the second one right after I finished completed the first one because I loved it so much. I had to continue the story and play the second game.
David, did you play the Japanese on the Dreamcast or?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Ooh, okay.
I never owned an Xbox, so I'm not familiar with the English dialogues in Shenmue 2.
So do you want to hear a funny fact?
Sure. About so U1?
As I just said, I was into Nintendo and that kind of crap. But because of Shenmue 2, I bought an Xbox.
Oh, awesome.
It's tough, right? So yeah, from that moment on, it was an Xbox all the way.
Awesome. I got an Xbox 360 just because of Shenmue. And the extra radio feature as well.
Yeah, so Xbox all the way, and now in 2017 it's gonna be PlayStation. So from Nintendo, ugh.
Yeah.
I need to get an extra job or something. You know?
I'm gonna get a PS4. I was gonna get a PlayStation 4 already, but now I'm really gonna get one in a few days. So yeah,
there are getting some ready for Shenmue 3 already. It's insane.
Yeah.
I got one already.
Awesome. So
Metal Gear Solid is coming, guys. Oh wait, it's Shenmue.
Gum says yes. Just a radio future.
I love that. Yeah, oh, I love just a radio future.
Never played just a radio future. Actually,
wow, that's old school.
Never played the future, the second game. I only played the original.
Oh, it never gets old, and it's absolutely amazing. It's really, I think it's as good as the first one.
Awesome. Need to. That's another game they need to re-release on current gen consoles. But that's a topic for
so much fun.
Another show.
Yeah.
That's not just nostalgic, just awesome.
Yeah. Sega has so many great games that they should be milking those cows. Why not? Anyway, we need to wrap up things because it's almost 10 p.m. over here. For some of you, it's 11 p.m. So
Rio's checking his watch now.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was so late, or something like he says. I'm looking at my Timex right now and it's late, so I really need to go. Don't forget we have the Sega launch tomorrow with Cedric Biscay, because he's
French. Ça va?
Oui, bien. Bonjour, très bien. C'est baguette et c'est Eiffel Tower.
Je ne sais pas. Un petit pain.
Okay.
That was it.
Enough. Nice. Paris. Never mind. It's a pretty interesting interview. Cedric is such a nice guy. Probably one of the nicest guests we've had on the Sega Lounge. Gum says fromage. Oui, omelette du fromage.
the baguette
and the Eiffel Tower. Le croissant.
Just me and the croque monsieur.
And right now, all the French listeners are tuning out because we're being kind of.
As I just said, I'm a toasted sandwich.
Yeah.
As I was saying, Cedric is such a nice guy. Enjoyed talking to him.
He must be so busy, but he's really responding to fan requests.
Yeah.
I don't know how he finds the hours in the day.
Unfortunately, yeah. I got some awesome questions from fans regarding the Kickstarter and some of the development type questions that I wasn't allowed to ask Cedric. He apologizes, but he can't answer everything that people want to know. But all in all, it's a great interview, and we have an awesome The Sega Lounge challenge. Because you guys know we on The Sega Lounge, it's our weekly talk show on Radio Sega. We ask our guests to go through some sort of a challenge, and it can be really anything. When we had Corey Marshall on the show last year, we made him recite the lyrics to current pop songs in Ryo Hazuki's voice. So, Ryo Hazuki sings or recites the lyrics to Taylor Swift songs and so on.
Oh, that would be.
So yeah, you need to listen to the podcast because.
That will be good for our campaign. Eh? Just sign it up.
Yeah, it's on our website. So, radiosega.net. Check the media button, and under the Sega Lounge, you'll find all the previous shows. And that goes for everyone listening as well. Don't forget to check out our podcast, or just go to iTunes or Stitcher. They're all there. Choose your preference. But yeah, and we have had a new game called 100 Yen Each yesterday on the show, which is a familiar quote for all Shenmue fans, I believe. And
100 yen each.
Right, this. And he's trying to get some capsule toys during the show. So if you want to know if he's successful or not, you'll need to tune in tomorrow to the Sega Lounge at 8 p.m. UK time. So that's 9 p.m. Central Europe for everyone in France and Holland and Spain and stuff. 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 p.m. Pacific, by the way, as well. But as we said,
awesome.
As we said, we had a giveaway of a Radio Sega T-shirt, a very special Radio Sega T-shirt. So, should I pick one of the entries from people who sent you some videos and stuff? You guys think I should pick one?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I think this is a definite winner.
Yeah, because
that's a tough choice.
Because I think I have a favorite one right now.
Ooh.
And so I think we should pause the music for dramatic effect.
All right. Which one is it?
Drum roll.
Yeah, I actually have a drum roll effect, so let's use this.
Where's the vuvuzela when you need it, right?
The vuvuzela is gone. The vuvuzela is gone. It's a shame. It's a shame. But yeah. So who won? A very special exclusive Radio Sega T-shirt. Well, should I say the name
of
the winner?
Go on. I think we're kind of
congratulations to time, congratulations to Brendan Blackshaw, sent an amazing video.
Congratulations
on Facebook, and it's a really nice one. So you win a Radio Sega T-shirt. I'll get in touch with you after the show ends, and if you're listening though. Don't forget to write down your address and name and stuff and contact information so we can send you the T-shirt. But
awesome! Could you describe the movie for the listeners?
Yeah, go on.
I'll need to watch it again. So we have a Ryo plushie or figure. I can't really tell. I think it's a miniature figure with a mirror. In his hand, he's watching the Kickstarter video,
mm-hmm.
and the page, and he definitely pledges towards the Kickstarter. I think that's what happens.
Yep.
Am I right?
Yes, yeah. You're right. Yes. This is such an amazing and very, very creative movie. It's just wow.
Yeah.
Just watch it again right now. I love it.
we posted it in the 500K as well. So it's just. Awesome.
Yeah, it's an amazing fun video. So congratulations, Brendan. You win a very special.
Did you say it on Facebook? What the heck?
Yeah.
It's a bit surprised.
I'm gonna comment on the video in a few seconds and say congratulations. Because I'm not sure if he's listening right now.
Congratulations, Brandon.
Yep.
Yes, congratulations.
So, awesome. Guys, we need to get going. But the Kickstarter project isn't over. We just passed the $5 million mark, which is awesome. But people can still pledge. And as I've been saying, and you'll get a chance of hearing the interview with Cedric tomorrow, he really wants to break that world record. So we are like $500,000 or $600,000 away from that. Would you guys like to say something to anyone listening that is not a Shenmue fan by right now, and or to fans who haven't pledged yet? Any messages?
Play the game and pledge. That would be my message.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I think we have to say Something that I don't think this is legal. Playing all the same. Get an Odyssey on your computers and play some Shenmue.
Yes, so emulate the first two games. Since Sega doesn't want to make money, why not emulate?
That's what
I have to say.
I'd never ever encourage anything that could be illegal. Do it.
Yeah.
Ben, come on.
Radio Sega doesn't support the use of emulation if you don't own a copy of the game.
Yeah,
do it.
For the listeners, those who are new to Shenmue, just go play that game. It's such an amazing experience. Even after 14 years, you will still talk about it. And just
steal
it
if you have to.
Exactly. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, and David, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
A very important thing, because, our campaign was actually only on the 15th of July. But because of the very, very popular incoming content, posts, videos, finds and stuff, we decided to expand it a bit till the end of the Kickstarter project.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, keep the tweets coming and keep everything coming so that we can let people know that the Kickstarter is finishing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so people can send
all of the incoming content, movies, videos, finds on a special website which will be on the internet forever. So just be part of it, guys. This is
for
it.
Forever.
Forever.
Just for the memory, really, because it's been such a rollercoaster, the Kickstarter. It's just, if we ever kind of think back on it, you know, in a year or 2 years or even 5 years, whatever, we can check this website and see all the things people have sent, just for the nostalgia, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That could be a special in a special CD in Shenmue 3, where the fans did.
Oh, and by the way, David,
mm-hmm.
Have you seen the scroll, the rules of the game scroll?
Yeah. The one you posted earlier today, right?
Yeah, just amazing. Such a beautiful picture, and it's made by Raikan Projections. Just a small shout out to this guy.
Awesome.
He did it in his free time for the love of Shenmue, and it turned out great. So
it looks very professional.
Yeah,
really good.
It does. Indeed it does. So if people want to take part in this giveaway, so for a chance to win a Dreamcast console and a copy of Shenmue 1, obviously this is for European people or Australian people as well. Or maybe if you're somewhere else in the world and want the European version of the console and the game. But if people want to take part in the giveaway, they can send tweets to @Shenmue_collect, right?
Yep.
And on Facebook, how can they take part? Or is it just Twitter? No, it's Facebook as well, right?
I think it's just Twitter, because want the winner to be the tweet with the most retweets.
Oh, okay.
Just so it's the fans who decide. We don't want to be kind of seen to be kind of not very transparent. So we just want to not be responsible for making the decision. We've always just been about, I guess, just the fan community and trying to get fans together. So we'd really like it if just the Shenmue community on Twitter chooses, just by retweeting their favorite ones, and the one with the most retweets will be the official winner. If it's tied, it's like same number, then maybe we have to step in and choose one. But apart from that,
maybe if it's a tie, people you can go with the favorites count.
Yeah, could be as well. We'll see.
Yeah,
in the end. And David,
absolutely.
Another golden idea, by the way. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
So one more thing. We heard some feedback that a lot of people are not using Twitter or don't know how to use Twitter, something like that. Ben, our PR guy, wrote a very nice website. He made a website especially for this Shenmue campaign, where it's all written out. You just go there and you'll see how to use Twitter and retweet and all that kind of stuff. So sort of a manual guide.
An official PR guy. I'm not sure how that happened. But that seems to be my role now. But
you just got a promotion.
I signed up just for the Kickstarter campaign to tweet Save Shenmue and other campaigns. So I was kind of learning as I went along. So I just produced a document basically outlining how it works, how trending works, what's counted as spam by Twitter, what's not counted, and just the best way to kind of use it really to promote our cause.
Awesome.
It's on the event page also, so just everything. So
if you need instructions, go to the Facebook event page that we'll share after the show is over on Twitter as well and on Facebook. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining me for this Save Shenmue special. Don't forget to check out the videos that the Shenmue Collective is retweeting. If you guys like a particular one, retweet, tell your friends to retweet, because maybe you're helping someone win a Dreamcast and a copy of Shenmue 1. Who knows? Right?
Exactly.
Awesome.
Right. And we'll leave you with one final hashtag. Emulate Shenmue says it's beautiful.
Thank you for having us, David.
it's been my pleasure. It's been fun. Maybe we can arrange for new participation on Radio Sega, maybe on the Sega Lounge, and maybe you'll have to get through some sort of a challenge as well.
I will be a pleasure.
Who knows? We'll
sounds great, David.
That.
Thanks for having us.
So, guys, we'll leave you with one final track. It's probably one of the most memorable scenes in the game for me, from Shenmue 2. And people on Twitter also mentioned this at some point. It's the one part in after you fight Don Yu on the rooftop of the building, and then you see Landy going away on a helicopter.
This epic face-off.
Yeah, it's epic. You don't get to interact with Landy. He just looks at you and then he leaves, and it's epic. So we'll leave you with this. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to the Sega Lounge. I'll be talking with Cedric Biscay from France, and we'll be talking Shenmue 3, we'll be talking lots of other stuff, we'll be discussing the week's news as well, because it's a regular the Sega Lounge episode. Don't forget to support Shenmue, Save Shenmue. Go to the Kickstarter page, that's bit.ly/SaveShenmue. It's the easier way to get there. Pledge if you can, if not, create awareness for the Kickstarter project, and let's make the game happen, and perhaps break the world record. Who knows? It's close now. So thanks for listening again. Keep listening to Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7, and we have the craziest guests as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.